1019.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAprepares.com. And Dave's producing the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. And you can listen to USA Prepares on AM, FM, satellite, internet, podcast, and your smartphone. Yeah. And with me for this hour is Bert Bertonis, Silicon Valley. He's an electrical engineer. He holds a master's degree in business. He's a designer, patent holder, expert witness. He designs wireless and network communications infrastructure. Some of the largest companies in the world are his clients and customers. Welcome, Bert Bertonis.
Hi, Vince. Good to be with you again.
I got a message that you said, yeah, tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow. So,
still pulling my leg after all these years, right?
Yeah, one of these days we'll have to tell your audience about some of the April Fool's jokes we've played over the years.
Wait, you want to try one? We can do that right now.
Well, of course, the best one was the surgically implanted computer bus that we said was faster than, at the time, I think the Intel MX bus was the state of the art, and we said this outdoes the Intel MX bus by 17 times, easily surgically implanted by any licensed surgeon. Manual is waterproof for easy wiping and compatible with all major software.
You're talking about you and me sitting around in the office in California, thinking about April coming up and April Fools, and we concocted this press release. It was total fiction. And it was, I believe, in 1980, April of 1980, we sent this out to all of the major publications. I'm talking about the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, Popular Science, Popular Mechanics, even Ebony Magazine back then. And we sent this out, and we said that and we talked about, and we spelled our names backwards. You were Jay Sinotreb, which is Bertonis backwards, and I was V. Illenef, which is Fennelli backwards. And so we claimed that we invented this technology, and it was unveiled at the Walter Reed Army Hospital. And it had a manual that surgeons could easily understand, and it alluded to this device being implanted in your body. And it would allow you to receive satellite communications signals. And you would be the participant. You could pick the character that you wanted to be. Now, class, remember, this is 1980. That's a long time ago. And you know, if you've seen some science fiction videos and movies, we did it way before that. So we said that this device could be implanted, and and I believe we even talked about stress testing, because if you picked that you wanted to be a character that was an action character, you could die. You could die by being that character if you couldn't stand the stress of being that character. So we sent this thing out, and the phone didn't stop ringing. Right?
That's correct.
People, Oh boy! Now people are gonna know what I'm really like, right? And what you're really like. Yeah, we we sent that out, and people thought we invented anti-gravity, and they wanted to be part of us. They wanted to help us. And we were kind of stunned because it was just an April Fool's joke. And then, 10 years later, it surfaced again as great claims that failed to materialize, right?
Yeah. No, it's, well, the funny thing is the joke has evolved, but it's getting closer to real life because now we're actually at a point where medical science and electronics are starting to merge in terms mm-hmm. of very small microcircuits, nanotechnology, and it could be, you know, in 100 years or maybe less, the computer of the future will be a biocomputer.
You know, it's interesting you say that because yesterday, now you haven't met Norm Shealy yet, Dr. Norman Shealy. He's about 80 years old. And he and I were broadcasting together at the DoubleTree Hotel yesterday afternoon in Springfield. He has a broadcast. He talks about medicine, natural medicine, and he's been doing this for over two decades. And we're getting ready for the broadcast, and we're on stage, you know, in the theater, Tree Hotel in Springfield. And Dan Swindell he's one of our instructors, and Norm Shealy was there, and I was there. And Norm Shealy, like 5 minutes before the broadcast, Norm Shealy says to me, do you see my headband? And I said, yeah, right over there. So he puts his headband on, and there are leads coming from the headband to a battery pack. So he's wearing this device, and I'm going to ask him about it next Wednesday on the air. So he's wearing this device that has some either a transducer of some kind or an electrode of some kind that is directly around where a headband would be. Two of them, one in the front, one in the back of his head. And he's a brain surgeon. So very interesting. So when you talk about medicine and electronics becoming closer and closer together and integrating the two, you're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. So and there's a, he's an expert in this. So today I'd love to talk about lighting. Now, Bert, you've been to the farmhouse here in Missouri. You've come from California, and you've seen our kitchen. And so I'd like to use our kitchen as an example. Class, in our kitchen we have 11 recessed lights. Some people call them can lights because they look like a can upside down, a large number 10 can in the ceiling. And you'd screw in ours, you would screw in a standard E27 base bulb, which would be like a 100-watt light bulb or a 60-watt, you know, incandescent light bulb. And the reason that we're talking about this is if I screw in a 100-watt light bulb, the can itself will get so hot that the thermal circuitry will shut off the light because of the potential fire from the heat from this light bulb, the incandescent 100-watt light bulb. So you scale down to a 60-watt light bulb, and the light bulbs will last a very short time, maybe a month. So that's unacceptable. And they use a lot of electricity. So then what I did was I said, all right, well, let's put one of these 26-watters compact fluorescent light in there. And really works really well for about a month. And they burn out. Maybe at the absolute most, 2 months. So they cook themselves, they overheat, and they don't last very long. So I switched to a 13-watt compact fluorescent light. Now, there less light comes out of them, but they last a lot longer. And I have observed that there's a relationship between the heat of the bulb, whether it be compact fluorescent or incandescent, and the life expectancy. The hotter they run, the shorter they last. Bert, do you agree with that?
Well, that's not too hard to believe. And yes, I do believe what you're saying is true. In fact, in electronics, we do what's called accelerated life testing. So we have a product that, for instance, we say we expect to last 10 years. But, you know, how the heck can we test it for 10 years? We want to sell it next month. So we do what's called accelerated life testing in a heat chamber, and there's a curve for every product, more or less, where by raising the temperature, so many degrees, you've created this percent of increase in life. And if you do it hot enough and your product is designed that it can work at those hotter temperatures, then you can, say, do maybe 2 years of equivalent life in a couple of days, for instance. And I'm just pulling those numbers out of the air. But the reason is, as things get hotter, they do wear out quicker. So that's absolutely true. And, of course, all that heat is just wasted energy. Unless it's the winter, then maybe you wanted to heat your house. But typically that's just wasted energy. So so absolutely there's a correlation to that. And what's good is we were talking about advanced technologies of the future. Well, LED lighting is something that is now available and is a was one of those future technologies. And Vince, in just the almost year that we've been talking about LED lighting on your show, I have good news that prices have come down another one-third to one-half. So LED lighting right now is more affordable than ever.
Well, I'll tell you what. I did some experimenting. And the last broadcast we were on, I had purchased on eBay some three LED surface-mounted device, 9-watt total, E27 base lights. So basically, they screw into a normal fixture, and they're like a little flood lamp, if you will, that you might have outside, but they're smaller. And the whole device is like the size of a billiard ball, but it's a shape with a reflector on it, kind of a triangular shape, if you will, or a cone shape. And I screwed them in, and they lasted one day. One day. And I thought these LED... No, these are... 110.
Okay.
And they were so hot, literally, that you could not unscrew it and hold it. And I'm thinking, man, LEDs are, normally run really, really cool. You can't even feel the heat from them. And these things were so hot that you couldn't touch them. So the point is, they were, $3 or $4 a piece, and they didn't last longer than one day. So I said, this isn't going to work. So I unscrewed them, and I thought, okay, there's got to be another solution. What would that be? So I thought, I'll tell you what I thought when we come back. And I'd like to review this design with Bert Bertonis, an electrical engineer, Silicon Valley, SeniorUSAPrepares.com instructor. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert Pertonis is with us, and we're talking about LED lighting. And I wanted to share with you something that I'm working on. As I said, in our kitchen we have 11 recessed lights or 11 can lights. And if we put 60-watt light bulbs in them and we turn them on with one light switch, that'd be 660 watts of power consumption, which I think is pretty considerable for a kitchen. I think that's, you know, a lot of power consumption. And we've replaced those with 26-watt bulbs, but they didn't last very long, the compact fluorescents. And that used less than half of the current, but the bulbs cost four or five times as much, and they don't last worth a darn, so that wasn't a good solution. So I went down to the 13-watt light bulbs, which, you know, use about one-quarter the electricity, which I like that idea, but the bulbs still only last 2 years typically at the most, and that's because they're upside down, and the electronics, the heat rises in these cans, and the electronics get hot and they cook. So I think that's what's going on with these bulbs. So now I wanted to get past that and put in LEDs. I thought that'd be the solution, but it's not, because they run so hot upside down in the can lights, because the base of the light is up and the light bulb is down and heat rises and they cook. So I thought, okay, I'm going to win this no matter what. So I thought about buying these strips of LEDs. And what they are is surface-mounted devices on a flexible circuit board. And it's like a ribbon, a half inch wide, Bert. And what I want to do is mount those, glue them to a piece of trim board, 1x2 trim board that I want to put around the ceiling, so that I'd have uniform lighting. Our ceiling, our kitchen is 30 feet by 16, so it's a fairly large kitchen. And we spent a lot of time there. So I wanted to put these strips of furring strips, if you will, or one by twos, paint them to match the trim color in the kitchen, which is kind of an off-white, and attach these LEDs to it and then power them with 12 volts because they are 12 volts. They cost about $1 a foot. That's all. And
yeah,
theoretically, they should...
I'm paying up for about $10 for 300 on Amazon right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly right. Yep. You can get about 5 meters or a little over about 16 feet for less than $16. So less than $1 a foot. So I'm thinking for $200, I can put these LEDs in most of the rooms of our farmhouse on furring strips, which, you know, is very inexpensive. So assuming I have the paint, assuming I have the sheetrock screws to screw these into the ceiling, because I don't want to glue, we have a, all of our ceilings are textured, so I can't just stick them on the ceiling, and I don't think it would look good anyway. And if it doesn't work, I want to remove it. So that's why I want to use the furring strips. So what do you think? Do you think it'll work?
Not a bad idea. I think it'll take a little getting used to, because it's a different type of lighting. It's a more consistent lighting across the whole ceiling, but nothing wrong with the idea at all. And I assume you're probably going to connect it up at 12 volts with a separate circuit rather than the normal bulbs that work at 110.
Right, right. What I would do is calculate the maximum power consumption of all of the lights running at the same time. So let's say the kitchen, let's say the great room, let's say the office upstairs, and you know some of the bedrooms in the hallway. Figure out what the maximum load in watts is, which is really going to be very low, and then have a 12 volt power supply. Let's say in the garage, a ventilated power supply. Plug that into one of our circuits on the electrical circuit panel. And run 12-volt wiring to each of the rooms that has the LED lights and use a standard on-off switch to power them. So we're talking about 12-volt wiring to run each one of these rooms. Now, I wish I had done this in the construction of the house to make it a lot easier, but I wanted to experiment in the kitchen first. So the plan is to use... grid power, you know, utility power, all the time, except when there is a power failure. Or if the grid goes down, no big deal. I will just use my 12-volt marine batteries that are connected to a solar panel to charge the batteries during the day and use the LED lights at night. So please give me your critique when we come back on the other side of this break of that design. And how about some tips from an engineering standpoint? Bert Bertonis, we'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
It's gonna be sliding.
But I know one of today's hot.
Why
today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the PC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, I just got outbid on eBay. I just launched a bid to buy another 5 meters of these lights, and I got outbid, so I'm back on the air, so I don't have time to buy some more, but I will after the broadcast. And Bert, here's what I looked at. I looked at two different technologies. One's called the 5050 surface-mounted SMD LEDs, and the other is the 3528. So, can you review this design that I'm proposing doing at the farmhouse? What do you think, and how can we make it work, and how can we make it work well?
Well, I think it's fine. You need to scale how much power that you're using. So these lights are typically about 5 watts per meter. So if you're looking at your 5-meter length on the typical spool, that's only about 24, 25 watts. So make sure that the power you're planning to use is appropriate for that. There's nothing wrong with using a 12-volt battery system that can be charged. A lot of solar and wind equipment in the past was designed for 24 volts, which is unfortunately twice what we need for these lights. But a lot of solar and wind chargers and controllers are now being able to work at both 12 or 24 volts. So if you're going to hook this up for your solar and or wind power, it's best to get a controller that can work at 12 volts. And like I said, a lot of the newer models now, they're switchable 12 or 24 volts.
Okay. So can you give us a feel for the diameter or the gauge of the wire? So let's say in my particular application, I want to run some wire from the power supply in the garage over to the wall switch that I'm going to install, and then from there to the up the wall and to the ceiling for these LEDs. So let's say I'm going to be running 100 feet of wire. What gauge should we consider if I'm going for each 25 watts?
Well, you're catching me off guard for the exact calculation, but I would say
just roughly.
14 or 16 gauge should be fine. One idea would be pretty much the smallest gauge outdoor lighting wire, which is 12-volt wire designed for the Malibu-type lights. The smaller of the two gauges of that should be fine. Remember, those bulbs are typically incandescent bulbs drawing a lot more current than these lights are going to draw. So that should be adequate. Or even speaker wire could work. There, because it's 12 volts, there's no real UL requirement in terms of insulation or any of those things that you would have at a 110-volt wire.
Yeah, no, I realize I'm putting you on the spot. But what we're talking about, though, is For 25 watts, we're not talking about using very heavy cable. And I'm glad you mentioned speaker wire because that's exactly what I was planning to use. As a matter of fact, what I was planning to do is put a cut with a table saw on the back side of the LED furring strip so that I can run cable to the next strip of LED lighting. So all low voltage, and I'm going to put a fuse in there. I'm going to use an automotive fuse for the right amperage. And can you share with us the formula for watts? So if we have, for example, let's say we want to fuse a 25-watt strip at 12 volts, how many amps should we consider putting a fuse on there?
So I'm glad you mentioned amps because really it's the current or the amps that determine what diameter cable you use. So just to give you the analogy for your house wiring, when you are running 110, everybody knows that 12 gauge is what you use in a 20 amp circuit. 14 gauge is typically used in your 15 amp circuit. So really you need to think in terms of current when you're scaling the wire. But again, for these 12 volt lights, we're talking about such small current. I mean, so if we figure if it was 12 watts, and 12 volts, that would be 1 amp. And if you had, say, 25 watts, which might be a whole strip of these lights, we're probably talking and again, if this was all wired on the same circuit, they are cuttable, so you can do them in any number of threes. But still, we're only talking about 2 amps there. So you could see that in that case, even 14 gauge is complete overkill for that type of application.
Yeah. So we're talking. What Bert said was 12 volts at 1 amp is 12 watts, and 12 volts at 2 amps is 24 watts. And these strips of lights that I'm talking about are about 24, 25 watts for a spool of it, and the spool is about 5 meters or 16 feet. So, Bert, are we saying that we would be comfortable, I guess, would we use a 3-amp fuse for 24 watts, 50% over? Would that be what you'd recommend, or what size?
Or even higher, even a 5-amp fuse, because it's either going to blow or it isn't. So, 5-amp fuse would be fine.
Okay, so there you have it. So you can, sounds like you can safely use a 5-amp fuse for this 12-volt lighting for one spool of 5 meters of lights, which would consume 24 watts. So that's great. I think you've given us a lot to think about. And, all of this is relatively inexpensive to do. So I'm looking right now. There's a spool on eBay. Let's see, free shipping, $5.70 for the LEDs. You'll have to get some furring strips if you want to do it the way I'm going to do it. For $20 for everything, you can have 16 feet of LED lighting. I think that's a great experiment. I think it's worth trying. Do you agree? By the way, is this something you might want to try at your place in California?
Sure, but I wanted to add that they would need a power supply. Even if you're just using a battery, you're going to want to charge that battery. So there is either a controller or just a very simple 12-volt power supply that you can buy for these that you need to add to that price.
Okay, and what would we? Do you have a feel for what a power supply might cost for a let's say a 25, 30, 50 watt power supply?
Yeah, well, it could be a wall wart. So, $5, $10, for a small one. If you get into the controllers now that are designed for solar and wind power, you could be talking of $100 or a couple of $100, but those are generally more elaborate, and the best of those will also allow you to convert your solar or wind power into 110 volts. So not only can you charge batteries and store the power in batteries, you also have the option to convert it to 110, and then that voltage can either be used to power 110-volt circuits in your house, or I know we can do this in California, sell it back to the power company.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm really excited about doing this. I'll tell you why. The alternative that we have when the power fails here at the farmhouse is to go fire up the generator, or light some kerosene lamps, or light some candles. Now, kerosene lamps and candles, we have a pretty tight house, so there's not a lot of air leakage. So any of the smoke or any of the fumes, you can smell it all over the house. So I don't want to do that. And I like the idea of not polluting the air inside the house. And I like the idea of being able to use the same lighting when the times are good is when the times are bad. So, to me, I think this is really a worthwhile experiment. And I'd like to, and maybe what I'll do is I'll put some pictures on the internet of how this worked and the costs involved and so forth. And maybe I'll do a YouTube video or something like that. But I think it's going to work. Now, have you done any research on the different kinds of LEDs, the colors of them, and what you recommend? I know that you're a big proponent of full spectrum lighting. For as long as I've known you, you've felt that if you have the wrong degree Kelvin lighting, you won't feel as well. Your body will not be as healthy as if you have full spectrum lighting. So how do you feel about cool white versus warm white?
Sure. Well, sure. Well, the cool white is usually referring to full spectrum, and it is healthier for you. There's been a lot of research, in particular Dr. Ott, who has written books on it and was the guy who did the original time-lapse photography for Disney. So it is better to use full spectrum, which is typically called cool white. A lot of people are used to regular incandescent bulbs, which are about 2,700 degrees, and they do make the LEDs in that temperature. The interesting thing is they're actually less efficient. So when they try and make the LEDs look like your old-fashioned light bulb, your efficiency goes down about 25 to 30%. So really, I think the cool white's the best. It takes a little getting used to. Some people say, oh, they look blue. Well, really, they're not blue. They're neutral, but compared to a regular light bulb, they just appear to be blue. You can also get the LED strips in all different multiple colors. So if it's a child's room or a party room, or even you can just have the switches so that you only switch in the colored lights when you want to have a festive occasion. That's another option, because you can buy them with multiple colors on the same strip or strips of individual colors.
Yeah, I think what you're talking about is called a 50-50 SMD. 50-50, I think it stands for the size of the actual surface-mounted LED. And on that, there's a red, a blue, and a green. And you can turn on, there are four wires, a common wire, and then there's a wire for red, and then one for blue, and then one for green. So you can turn on just the green, or just the red, or a combination of two out of three, or all three, and if you turn on all of them, I believe you get white light, right?
Sure, but you'd be better off just using your regular white LED to achieve that. Really, whatever you want, though. I mean, it's whatever strikes your fancy. I think in the future, there's going to be more of this in new home construction. There hasn't been a standard yet on what type of controllers and switches. Of course, you could use all your standard AC switches. They'll work fine. They're just overkill when we're talking about 12-volt circuits.
There you go. Bert Bertonis, we're talking about LED lighting, and then we'll talk about life expectancies when we come back on LED lighting. Bert Bertonis of Infinelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple, grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I was just thinking about back around 1980 when Burt Bertonis and I launched that bogus press release, and got picked up by a lot of major publications, and they actually it just kind of shows you how the media can just run with something without verifying that it's accurate. And we actually claimed that we invented something that we did not invent. And shoot, people wanted to invest in our company, and they thought, man, oh man, they should do this because we invented this thing. And you know what's really funny, Bert? When people were calling us, they were talking all around it. You know, they, hey, you want to come see you guys and come see your operation there in Silicon Valley? And boy, I hear you guys doing great stuff and want to meet you. And but they talk all around it. But they wanted to join us. They wanted to profit from this concept that they thought was real, right?
That's correct.
And I saw the 10-year anniversary of that great claim. We won second prize with great claims that failed to materialize. Right? Apple won first prize. We won second prize. Right?
Yeah, and I've done variations on that over the years. The latest being a wireless LAN that as wireless LAN access points have gotten smaller and smaller, we did the ultimate wireless LAN, which is surgically implanted right inside your head, and the only thing protruding was a small little rubber ducky.
You did that?
We did that. And I actually had someone at my ISP provider at the time wanting to, we said there was going to be a seminar in 2 days, and wanting to get front row seating and see if he could represent the company.
Oh, man. When we did that in 1980, you know, we were just, you know, just sitting around and thinking, I don't know, maybe we had ADHD or something, but maybe we were bored. I don't know. But it was fun. I mean, you know, picking on the largest publications in the world at the time and having them run with it. It was beyond belief. Oh.
You would think they would recognize the April 1st date up at the top of the press release, but
yeah,
it's amazing
yeah.
how many people don't think about that.
By the way, do you still have a copy of that? If you do, can you scan that and I'll just post it on the website.
So well, I'll have to look because we didn't have email back then, so I'll have to go through actual paper files. So it might take some time.
Yeah, I know I have it somewhere. I do. It might be. I'll ask Mrs. Spinelli to find it. But I've seen the anniversary issues of you know the 10 year, and I think wasn't there a 20 year mention of us, you know, and the great claims that failed to materialize.
Well, I do have the Fat Guy front page interview with us that also featured another famous company. That went on is still in business. I won't mention their name, but I have a few copies of that SAT guide.
Oh, yeah, Satellite Communications Guide?
Yeah.
We were on the front page?
Lloyd Covens did.
Yeah, I remember. I remember that. That was pretty neat. Yeah, that was the early days. We were in our 20s back then. Yep. Okay. Well, Bert, how can we make LEDs last longer? Do you have a suggestion for that?
Yeah, I think you might have gotten from a bad supplier because a lot of times what people will do is juice up the current higher. I remember I ordered some bulbs for a car once, and I'll tell this just real quick. I mean, they were 10 for a dollar, and I'm thinking, how could you sell light bulbs 10 for a dollar? But they were little tiny LEDs, and they put too much current through them. So buy your LEDs from a reputable store, and generally they will now have very long life.
Bert Bertonis, Vin Finelli, USAPreparers.com. Class above all, honesty and integrity. I'm just thinking about that press release. But that was a joke. Honesty and integrity, what happens next is up to you. Bert, hey, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Vin.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' Joe's Meals, Oregon Trail Foods, and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.